Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
George Santos. Oh, boy. And this is partially my fault. And I've said this before on the No Spin News. So he's my congressman, or was, before he got booted out. Okay? And I voted for George Santos because I really voted against his opponent, Robert Zimmerman, a Democrat who is a very liberal man, far too liberal for my district on Long Island. Santos wins. I didn't vet Santos. I don't have time to vet congressmen, but he was my congressman, so I should have vetted him myself. But I didn't. That's my fault, and I apologize for that. Now, Santos is criminally charged. Conspiracy, wire fraud, false statements, falsifying records, aggravated identity theft, on and on and on and on. 23 fraud-related charges, federal charges. Santos will be convicted. He will do time. Okay? So that seat is empty. I don't have a congressman right now. But on Tuesday, February 13th, there is a special election. And it features Republican Mazie Pillup against Democrat Tom Suozzi. Now, Suozzi's name may be familiar because he served 6 years in Congress previously. He attended the same high school I attended. I know Mr. Suozzi fairly well, and he joins us now from New York City. Thanks for coming on. I know probably your advisors told you not to. The lead was accurate.
You got
right?
That one right, Bill. You got that one right.
You know, oh, don't you, O'Reilly? He's a nasty guy. first question. Hunter Biden today, you think he should be charged with contempt of Congress?
I didn't follow the whole thing
Come
today.
Come on, do you think he should be charged? You know the case.
The bottom line is I think that Hunter Biden has broken a lot of rules and he has to be held accountable. I think a big problem in our country right now is that nobody's following the rules. I don't think that President Trump has been following the rules. Santos didn't follow the rules. The shoplifters aren't following the rules. The people crossing the border aren't following the rules. And Hunter Biden hasn't followed the rules.
Okay.
So I think the people who don't follow the rules have to be held accountable.
And I'm with you 100% on that, Suozzi. But there's going to be a vote in Congress. And all of the Democrats seated are going to vote not to charge Hunter Biden. So say you win and you are my congressman, are you going to vote not to charge him?
As a practical matter, I have not even looked at this case at all related to Hunter
Biden.
Come on,
you're dodging me. You're dodging me.
I'm not dodging. I'm not paying attention. I'm paying attention to the The immigration
he's not,
crisis.
You just said he's not following the rules.
I'm paying attention to SALT. I'm paying attention to the issues that affect my residents. My residents aren't following Hunter Biden's.
All right. All right. People are not going to like that answer. I'll tell you right now, Congressman, they're not going to like it.
Because anybody who doesn't follow the rules and I have a place to hold them accountable, I will hold them accountable.
Okay, then I'm going to put that down as you're going to vote.
I don't know the facts of Hunter Biden's subpoena by Congress.
Call me after the show and I'll give you 5 minutes and I'll fill you in. You should know.
I know that he had a major drug problem. I know there's an accusation.
That has nothing to do with it. That's nothing to do with it. The grift that he pulled off to the tune of more than $20 million is under, he's under federal charges, which he'll answer later this week. And now he doesn't sit for a deposition.
Right?
Yeah, for dodging taxes. And now he won't sit for a deposition in front of Congress. You can't do that. All right, let's move on.
There was something about how he showed up and he wanted it to be public and they wanted it to be private. I really don't know the facts.
Okay, well, you should. Now, I have voted for you in the past. I know that it's embarrassing. All right, I don't want you to use it in a TV commercial because Peter King is mad at you already for doing that. But I don't think that you're a loon. I don't think that you're a progressive loon. I've watched your career. I mean, Mayor Glenn Cove, I know who you are. But the pressure in Congress, particularly the House, even though Nancy Pelosi is not the speaker anymore, is so intense that the moderate Democrats disappear. Because if you go against the progressive orthodoxy, they isolate you. And that's why people don't vote for moderate Democrats, because they're afraid once you get in there, you're going to go along with the progressive loons.
I've been in public life for a long time. And when I was in Congress, I was the vice chair of the Problem Solvers Caucus, 25 Democrats, 25 Republicans. We met every week to try and find common ground to try and get things done. Newsday just did a front page story about me and my opponent. And they said about Tom Suozzi, during his career, he is hewed to the center lane. They said that I was in the top 15% of bipartisan members.
And
of Congress.
And that's true. Don't have to convince me. And remember, I'm going to vote and I'm a constituent. That's true. But once you get in there, will be immense to go along with the Biden administration. I know you don't believe in an open border. I know you don't.
I certainly don't.
Are you going to go up against Biden?
I sent a letter to the president the other day and said that we have to make a deal on the border, that we have to secure the border and treat people like human beings. I wrote an op-ed piece with Peter King that the New York Times printed, and they gave it the headline, The Grand Compromise, that talked about securing the border, generating fees from people that would generate $10 billion. $5 billion go to the Republicans, $5 billion go to the Democrats. They want to build a wall. The Democrats want to do a radar and more immigration judges and more processing. Make a deal. We've been fighting about this since Ronald Reagan. We have not addressed the border or immigration in a comprehensive way.
All right, but in order to make that deal, you're going
to
have to go up against. But I think
I've always done that.
Biden will make the deal because Barack Obama told him to. And I talk about that on the Hannity Radio Show. I'll probably do it tomorrow on this broadcast, but I want to get a little bit more information. All right, now
the bottom line is, Bill, you followed me. I've stood up to my own party when I thought they were wrong on many cases. I ran for governor of New York twice. I got my butt kicked both times because I wasn't progressive.
Why is that? Why did you lose to Hochul, who obviously is under the spell of the progressives, and hundreds of thousands of New Yorkers are leaving the state? Why do you think you lost to her? I thought you had a chance.
I lost to her for the same reason I lost to Eliot Spitzer, is I just wasn't progressive enough for a primary. In primaries,
why don't you switch parties then? Why don't you become a Republican? Why do you want to deal with these mad people, these crazy people?
Nobody likes a fink, first of all. I'm not going to switch after this stage in my career. Let me just say this very clearly. The far right controls the Republican primaries. The far left controls the Democratic primaries. That's what's wrong with our country. The people want us to sit down and make deals and get things done to actually address the problems that they face. They're sick and tired of all the finger pointing and all the fighting and everybody just yelling at each other. There are real problems that we are facing in our country and our world, and we are not going to solve these complicated problems unless reasonable people are willing to sit down across from the table from each other and say, I disagree with you on this, I disagree with you on that, but I think I can agree with you on this, and try and find common ground. That's what I've done my whole career.
Well, I'm going to, if you win, obviously I'm going to follow everything you do because that's my district. And I appreciate you going up against your advisors and coming on the No Spin News. And, you know, it's going to be an interesting run because, as you
know, I'll be curious to see if my opponent comes on. She's ducked every debate.
Oh, she's already booked. She's coming on a week from today.
I'm watching that show because I want to see what she says because nobody knows what she stands for.
I'm so charismatic.
She's registered as a Democrat.
And now she's running as a Republican. And we're going to absolutely.
She won't say who she voted for president. Who did she vote for president?
I'm going to give her the same kind of interview I gave her, but I'm so charismatic, very few people can turn me down. Only the real crazy, fearful people. So Ms. Pillup, running against you on a Republican ticket, will be here a week from today. All right, Tom, thanks very much. We appreciate it. Good luck.
Thanks for the time.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Her name is Mozzie Pillup. I think I'm saying that correctly. 44 years old, born in Ethiopia into poverty. She was part of the amazing Operation Solomon in 1991. Where the state of Israel repatriated at Israel's expense, Ethiopian Jews moved them to Israel to live, 14,000 of them. And Ms. Pillup was part of that crew. So she was raised in Israel, became a member of the Defense Force because all people do have to serve in Israel. And in 2005, she emigrated to the United States legally, settled in Great Neck, New York, on the North Shore of Long Island. Her husband is a cardiologist. She has 7 children. Okay? So she is running against Tom Suozzi, who we had on this broadcast last week. He's a Democrat, and Ms. Pillup is a Republican. She joins us now. From Westbury, Long Island, where I went to St. Bridget's School. I know it well. First question, and we appreciate you taking the time to come on. Why did you switch from being a Democrat to a Republican?
Hi, Bill. Nice to be in your show. Very simple. When I came to this country as like other immigrants, I registered as a Democrat. But with the years, the Democratic Party left me and so many others. And I saw that the Republican Party sharing the same values that I have. Therefore, I have been, Republican. I got elected about 2 years ago as a county legislator as a Republican. And I got reelected about 2 months ago for the same seat for the county legislator seat.
All right. Give me one example of a value that Republicans have, the Democrats don't, that influence your thinking to change.
Yeah. The Republican Party care about this country. And I care about this country. My husband and I immigrated to this country. We are living the American dream. We own this country. The Republican Party want to secure our country, our borders. And as a mother of seven children, I care about this the future of our children. And, as a mother, as a parent, you always worry about your children. I don't have to tell you the amount of illegal immigrants coming to this country and the amount of drugs coming from the borders. I am afraid. I'm afraid, they're going to find themselves dealing things with crime and drugs. The Republican Party want to secure our borders, and I support that. And Republican Party want to support our law enforcement. I salute for that. As a person who grew up in Ethiopia, when law enforcement wasn't existing my time, I want to make sure my children are growing in this beautiful country with strong law enforcement. Those are, the issues that I related with Republican Party. Republican Party is all about work hard. You can accomplish anything you want. They want to improve our economy. I am an example of an immigrant.
Right.
Yeah.
Certainly you are an example and a good one of someone who came to this country legally and has contributed to the country. And I think Tom Suozzi would agree with that, your opponent, who I've known for decades. Israel, do you think they're handling this fight against Hamas correctly?
Israel?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely correctly. Israel was viciously attacked by a terrorist organization on October 7th that we all saw what happened to civilians and babies, children, elderly got killed viciously by this terrorist organization. My family member still live in Israel. I was a soldier. I feel the pain. It was shocking for me to see the vicious attack of Hamas on Israel. And Hamas is the one who broke the ceasefire. Hamas who started this war. And Israel has the obligation to protect his civilians. So Israel is doing great. And there's no other choice. We just have to make sure Hamas not going to be able to exist ever again.
Okay, the expense of that, though, is innocent civilians, people with nothing, being killed and displaced, and, that's war. We know that. But there are arguments that Israel might be more tactical in the way it confronts Hamas, tries to destroy Hamas, to try to limit the civilian damage. How do you reply to that?
Very simple. As a soldier who served in the Israeli IDF, Israeli army, I can tell you, Israel don't want to kill civilians. It has been clear for years. For years, Israel trying to avoid this. Unfortunately, this terrorist organization using its own people, civilians, as human shield.
Do you feel bad for those, though? The people have no power
absolutely.
There? Because I feel bad for them, but I understand what Hamas is doing. Everybody understands what Hamas is doing.
I absolutely felt bad. Of course, I'm a mother. I feel the pain. But look what happened on the other side. The own leaders putting their people life in the front. They don't care. For them, is anything they can use to destroy Israel, they will use it. Every time Israel, before they're attacking, they're sending letters. In Arabic, writing, please leave the building. Please leave the building. We are about to attack. Give me an army that in the world that acting the way Israeli army is acting, trying to do everything in their power to prevent civilian casualty every time. But when you are dealing with a terrorist organization like Hamas, unfortunately, civilians will continue to suffer, and the best things for them to happen, for Hamas to go away, so finally the Palestinian people will have a normal life.
Yeah, but right now, you know,
they are not going to have.
Ms. Pillup, they're not going to go away. They're going to always be there. You have to degrade them like we did with ISIS and Al-Qaeda, but they're going away. Final question for you. New York State, obviously been good to you. I know where you live. You live in a nice area, and people over there are very aware. A lot of immigrants where you live in Great Neck. But hundreds of thousands of New Yorkers, mostly hardworking taxpaying people, leaving this state, getting out of here, is going to get worse and worse and worse. Why do you think that's happening?
It is unfortunate. Unfortunately, extreme policies in New York really keep taking away the quality of life of so many people here in New York. And I don't blame the one who's living. Think about this. We have immigrants who are coming from the borders without anybody's checking if they are dealing with drugs, bringing drugs, if they are terrorists, the criminals, we don't know nothing. They're coming in, okay? And then we also have a drip funding the police movement that taking away every power as possible from law enforcement. A total chaos. Parents, people very worried about their safety. And it makes sense. Of course, I'm gonna be worried about my safety and my children's safety if the governor and the people we elected is not there to protect us. Instead of being tough on crime, go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, you got the crazy taxes on top of it. I mean, yesterday, and sure you know this, the budget was passed, Kathy Hochul, the governor's budget was passed, and there's another $3 billion for just New York to pay for the welfare of the migrants. Well, where is that money coming from? We already have a deficit. That means they got to pile on more tax, the more tax, the more tax, the more tax. And that's another reason people are gone.
Exactly. They keep hurting the middle-class families. Well, and that is a big problem.
Yeah, absolutely brutal. Ms. Pillup, we wish you the best. We're going to follow the race very closely. You're welcome here anytime if you want to talk to something about something. It should be a very fascinating race in November. And if you win, I want you to be nice to us here in the 3rd District, because after that Santos rat, we need a good representatives here. Okay.
You're right, Bill. February 13th is the election. I'm very excited. Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks for coming on.
To watch the full episodes of the No Spin News, visit BillO'Reilly.com and sign up to become a premium or concierge member. That's BillO'Reilly.com. Sign up and start watching today.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.